A strong wind whips the three flags in front of the Penn Stater Conference Center. Inside the building, hundreds of scientists and citizens are gathered for a two-day conference focused on harvesting the wind to make energy. At this conference, they're not talking about the huge wind farms you've seen on TV commercials. Here, the focus is on smaller-scale projects that can be done by local communities or even individual homeowners. Lisa Daniels is executive director of Windustry, the nonprofit group that sponsors the conference.
This conference is for rural landowners, rural communities, municipalities, and community leaders to learn more about what it takes to put a wind project in the ground so that they can realize the economic benefits that wind energy development brings.
Wind is becoming more and more accepted. The cost has been going down to the point that it is competitive in many regions of the country already. So that's why there's been such a huge market interest in wind.
That's Canadian-born Jacques Baudry-Lozic, one of the conference speakers. He heads the Wind and Water Program for the U.S. Department of Energy. He says Washington sees wind as a key piece of a greener energy future.
The president and the administration are aiming for 80% greenhouse gas reduction by 2050. They are aiming for 80% of our energy to be developed or marketed to clean energy sources by 2035.
How big a role does wind energy play in that picture?
Wind is the source of renewable energy, excluding hydropower. I would say that's the most developed in this country already. When a report published in 2008 shows that we could deploy feasibly up to 300 gigawatt of wind, so close to seven times or eight times what we have today by 2030. It will be one of the largest contributor to greenhouse gas reductions or clean energy standards within the next 20 years.
In keeping with President Obama's vision of a greener energy future, Baudry-Lozic tells me the Department of Energy is helping fund a new program to teach kids about wind energy firsthand.
We're supporting Pennsylvania with the Wind for School program, which is a program that helps, elementary, middle, and high school install small wind turbines for the benefits of student and curriculum development. And we're currently providing assistance to Pennsylvania that is in process of developing a Wind for School program, which we think is very beneficial.
The Wind Application Center at Penn State is organizing the Wind for Schools program in Pennsylvania. The center's director is Susan Stort, a research associate in engineering at Penn State University Park.
We're actively trying to get K-12 schools from across the state to apply to our program, and our goal is to install a small wind turbine at approximately five schools per year.
Applications from schools for the coming year will be accepted through March 1st, with wind turbines to be built over the summer months.
Then it's not just about getting the turbine in the ground, it's about integrating educational curricula with wind turbine. It's a great way to achieve some cross-cutting educational objectives in the schools. You know, you can talk about environmental science, you can talk about math, you know, you can talk about policies and a variety of things that are all integrated into this one topic.
While the government and schools help prepare the wind energy consumers of tomorrow, there seems to be no shortage of them right now. Individuals who've come to this community wind conference to find out how they can make use of wind energy too.
Well, my name is Marty Yawner. I'm from Northern Cambria County, and I'm a full-time farmer.
Yawner says he's here at the conference for two reasons. First, he spent the last year planning to put a wind turbine up on his own property.
But in addition to that, I'm here as a, what they call a local developer, trying to develop a project, 30-megawatt project in Northern Cambria County on my farmland and the surrounding farmland around us.
He says he's impressed with the good information at the conference and with the level of enthusiasm.
I found out that there's a lot of passion in the wind industry. These people that do this as a, you know, for a living, developing it and building it and selling it, they're doing it because they believe in it. They could maybe make more money and more economic benefit doing some other other things, but they really believe in what they're doing.
It's extremely heartening to see that this is clearly a growing industry.
That's Jim Brasseur, an engineering professor at Penn State, who's working on a research project for large wind farms.
And since this conference was on medium and small wind, we thought this would be a good learning opportunity.
Brasseur is also thinking about using wind energy at his home.
I live on a home with 6 acres, so I have a personal interest in the question, you know, should I consider putting up a wind turbine on my own property? How much would it cost? How long would it take to pay off and so on?
And does everybody say turbine rather than turbine?
I say turbine, but what we don't say is windmill.
Okay.
Windmill is to wind turbines as boats are to ships.
On a more serious note, John Fronick is the zoning officer for College Township in Center County. He says he's impressed with the open discussion at the conference of both the benefits and downsides of wind energy.
I was surprised by the candor relative to the realities of wind energy, in that there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of variables that really aren't accounted for at this point.
Fronick has heard candid talk about the difficulties involved, but says he'd still consider using wind power at home.
Personally, I'm also interested in it too, so, and you know, if there was something viable here that I could do, then for myself as well, yeah, then I would definitely be on board with that, yeah.
There are many hurdles to overcome before you put up a wind turbine. Detailed research to be done on your land and wind resources, many regulations to follow, and zoning laws that may be vague about this relatively new technology. There are concerns about bird safety and the potential for disrupting natural views. But this Community Wind Across America conference shows there are plenty of citizens willing to step up and tackle the red tape in the name of green energy. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.